Good morning, we're continuing Chayodim Klal Gimel, we're learning Simon Yud Gimel. So Chayodim says, we're talking about the din of Reach Ra. Reach Ra is the problem. The Reach Ra is problematic when the source of the Reach Ra is still there, and it's generating this Reach Ra by, through its presence. We could have a situation where the item itself has been removed, but the smell that it left in the room takes a period of time to dissipate. So the Reach Ra is still there in the room, but the item which is generating it is no longer there. They carried tzoyah through the house. It let off a negative smell. The tzoyah is no longer there in the house, but the smell is still there. This is what's known in halacha as a reach ra she'ein lo ikur. The only issue is just the reach itself. So the problem is you cannot say derech kedusha in the presence of something which is tzoya. We extend the concept. The presence is, you can sense its presence through, it's within, you're immediately adjacent to you, within your Dalai Lamas, through smelling it, through seeing it. But the point is that there's the issue of presence. Over here, there's no presence at all. It's not here at all. It's gone. So the Reach Ra she'ein lo ikur is only midrabbanan, because Chazal said, since it does smell, it's similar to the concept of tzoya, to Reach Ra, and therefore midrabbanan it's also. So it's only if you can actually smell it. So a person who's not able to smell, a person has a bad cold, and he can't smell. So in that situation, he would not have a problem. Even a person who's able to smell, in so normally we know that the halacha is the achiyav of Dalai Lamas. So the presence extends as far as the smell extends. And then there's achiyav to Marchik Dalai Lamas beyond that. In the situation, since it's the Reach Ra she'ein lo ikur, the person just has to step away from where the smell is. A person passes gas. So that's an example where the Reach Ra came from the decaying which takes place inside of the body, the process of the body digesting it, and it produces these smells. So that has the same halacha. Since it's inside of the body, that's like it's not there yet in the world. So it's Ein Lo Ikur. So, for the purposes of tefillah, Chazal were mechayev, you have to mark it Dalai Lamas. Excuse me, you have to mark it from the smell. You only have to mark it as far as the smell goes, but not beyond the perimeter of that. We will see that there's a unique halacha of heter in regards to learning. Chazal said, if we're going to be mechayev people to mark it from the gas which is in the air, where people pass gas, we would severely curtail people's ability to learn. So they were not, since it's a din derabanan, they were not mechayev harchoka for the purposes of learning, except for the individual who produced the gas himself. But others are allowed to continue to learn. But the purpose of tefillah, it affects everybody who's tefillah, brachos, etc. It affects all people which are there. So we'll clarify more about that halacha further on. Now, the Chayodim says a case where the Emir Havir Sar Lefanov, Kimishan Monach B'Makam Echad, Yesharmim the Dino Kitzayamamish, Yesharmim the Mizasagi Dalanamas Tefillah Lefanov. We said that there's a lach of tzoya. We were machmer if it's visible. That's when the tzoya is sitting b'mkama. When the tzoya itself is moving, there's an argument to say that there the chiyav arachok Dalai Lamas is sufficient. You can't say that you're sharing the makam through visible when it itself doesn't have a makam. So this is a machlokes. So the chayyim does not give any type of a final decision in this matter, but it is dealing with a suffix deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says a person should be machmer l'chadchila. If a person b'di'evad said Kriya Shema davened in the presence of it, so he would repeat Kriya Shema, but not the brachas, because Safek brachas lahakel. But a person should be machmer to say Kriya Shema again, because that's Safek what the Yotze. So the chil person should be machmer, but yeah, but we will not allow him to repeat brachas because of this this situation. So with that, then the Chayam talks a case, talk about a case which is really not relevant for nowadays, dealing with the presence of Chazirim. So we're not going to learn that part, and have a good day.